internet's home for Motown, soul, and great rock and roll. SkyPilotRadio.com. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat poop. My name is Richie, along with
Lady L.
Hi, Lady L. How are you?
Great, great, great.
What are you going to do over the weekend, Lady L?
Nuttin'.
You're going to wear your new mask?
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. I'm excited.
I got you a mask. It says Trump wins.
Oh, I'm scared to wear that.
You won't wear that outside.
Nah.
Oh, I did.
People I don't want to get beat up.
People give me dirty looks, and I just pointed to the Vietnam hat, and then they walk away.
Ooh.
All right, so what do you got to do, man? You got to do something over there?
Yes, I do. It's Our Children's Health, Sick Building Syndrome by Dr. Janet Hiller. So we've been talking a lot about mold lately, and now it's affecting our pets. Renegade Nation. Get the book. If your pet is sick, you think you got COVID-19, it's mold. Now our pets are getting sick because of the mold in your house. Plus, you have mold in the schools, and mold might even be in some of these buildings because they're closing them, they're opening them, they're closing them. People are going crazy. So, if you want to know about mold, go to mold.media for $19.95. Get the book. It's a great read.
Renegade Nation, $19.95. And you can find out if you have mold. It's a good deal and it's a good read. Go to mold.media.com. Just check it out.
Mold.media.
Okay. Hi, I'm Savannah, and I will talk over you and interrupt you because I'm a liberal bitch.
She was horrible.
Did you see that garbage last night? She, you know what? She is so not a professional, Renegade Nation. The only way she got to NBC, and I'm not going to say, you already know. I don't have to say it.
No, you okay? Don't have to say that.
I mean, she looks like she needs a lip job because her lips are real thin, and then she has a tooth problem. They're putting devil eyes on her on Facebook. It's really funny.
They needed to. She was terrible. I mean, just talking over them. Being a real bee. It was just terrible.
Well, that's why she's a bitch.
It was terrible. I just hated it. I said, not again. First it was Chris Wallace, and he was terrible. And now you got this bimbo. I mean, I could see her dragon breath on the way to Trump's mouth. It was so disgusting. It was like she was on fire. She was like a dragon, you know?
She was terrible. You could have done better than her. I mean, all you got to do is ask a question, have them answer the question, then bring it up to the people that were in there and what their feelings are about the about what's going on.
But she was just so nasty.
She is nasty.
Just
they're
like
all nasty.
He said, Trump said she was nasty.
Yeah, she is nasty. So, you know, talking about Jeffrey Epstein, what really happened? Why isn't anybody investigating Jeffrey Epstein? You notice that's going right out the window. Nobody's talking about Epstein and the orgies. I bet Hunter knows all about it, though.
Absolutely.
I bet it's on those emails.
Did you ever find your crack pipe?
Yeah, I found it. I broke into the orgy island where he's staying, and I stole it.
Ooh.
I have it now. I'll take a picture of it and put it up on Facebook so I can get beat up and kicked off.
Do you notice nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing was said about Hunter.
Yeah, that's another thing. Renegade Nation.
Mm-mm.
On the Biden interview on ABC, that was terrible also. It was all softball questions.
Mm-hmm.
And notice that Stephanopoulos, whose wife watches porn with their daughters to teach them how to have good sex.
That is so disgusting. Apparently.
Will you come over to my place tonight and sit with and watch porn with me so I can be better in bed?
Absolutely.
No, why not?
That is disgusting.
I need help.
She needs this this man that you just talking about. Both of them need help.
They both need help. Anyway, that was he didn't say one thing about Hunter.
Cunter.
Yeah. Not one thing. Not Renegade one. Nation. It was absolutely horrible. The softball questions, oh, we don't want to talk about that because it's all fake, and it's this. Now they have to, it's not authentic, and it is authentic. It's his goddamn email on a hard drive. What the hell you think? Well, you know what? Don't dilly-dally in the tulips. It is what it is.
Summer of Love.
The Summer of Love and on a hard drive. And he was inebriated when he walked into the computer.
He couldn't even get it out.
He couldn't get it out. So drunk. And then how it works, Renegade Nation, when you drop something off like that, it's usually 60 to 90 days. If you don't show back up, then the merchant takes it. So he decided to take a look at it because now he owns it.
Absolutely.
And boy, all the stuff that he saw. Whoa.
And they shut it down. That's social media. Shut it down.
So there goes your freedom of speech with these assholes, which I have dealt with a long time ago, and they are assholes. I mean, I can't be any more clearer than that. They're taking away your freedom of speech, Renegade Nation, especially the New York Post. You know, we have a right to know what's going on. And thank you to the New York Post for getting that out there. I mean, letting everybody know about what the Bidens are up to.
Right.
Oh, and then today, Lady L, you know what I saw?
What?
Town and Country, you know, they look at beautiful homes and furniture and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had all of Biden's homes.
Wow.
And I'm going, wow, look at this. I want to put some pictures up of these mansions.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. He was in Congress in the Senate for 47 years.
Yeah.
And he didn't take any money from anybody. He's a very honest gentleman.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hunter took it all.
He's an honest, honest... Creepy Sleepy Joe. He's honest. He's not a liar.
Oh, no. He's a really nice Catholic man. Yes.
He has been ripping us off.
Let me tell you about
44 years.
Let 47 years.
47?
Yeah, 47. Let me tell you, Renegade Nation, he is not a good Catholic. He's an asshole. Okay? He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He will do anything and anything to get the amount of money he can get out of the American taxpayer, and he doesn't give a flying rat's ass about you. And when you start hearing all this stuff about taking away your freedom and taking away this, and I'm going to put low-income housing beside you, and all these socialist nutcases running around, you better wake up, because if he gets in, I'm leaving. I know that. I know Bruce Springsteen said if Trump gets in, he's leaving. Goodbye. See ya.
Bye-bye.
I'll even buy the airline ticket for you, pal. And I'll give you some porn to watch on the way down.
Oh, my goodness.
That I stole from Hunter. So, what, you know, on the Epstein thing, Lady L, where are the tapes? Who benefits from the cover-up? What evidence was found? Where are the records? What happened? Who's covering that up? Oh, I know.
Ooh.
A little birdie just landed on my penis and told me.
Stop it. You're a bad.
It was Hunter. There's stuff on that hard drive, Renegade Nation, we might never be able to hear about.
No.
I know one thing that Giuliani said, that there was a Hunter with a bunch of prostitutes partying.
Yeah, you know that. You know that.
Well, I always say good for him, but it was on our dime.
On our dime, with our money. He just had a good time.
I need to extract.
Taken.
Yeah, I need to extract more money out of the bank account so I can get a bunch of prostitutes over here from Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm gonna hook up a feed into Hunter's bedroom. And
goodness.
Hey, yo, dude, look at this. Hey. No, I better not, because I might get disease from them, from what he gave them.
Absolutely. Corona 19, baby.
Probably get the crabs and the warts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway,
so this goes on and on, Renegade Nation, with these idiots. Trump just got off the air on Fox at Ocala, Florida. It was great. We got to keep our country the way it is, right, Lady L?
Yeah, I'm just not understanding. Every time he goes out and has a rally, thousands and thousands of people come. But every poll that I have seen is Biden winning. How is that?
Biden
has like 15 people.
That's because it's fake.
And then thousands and thousands of people come,
Lady L,
out to see Trump. I don't understand that.
Okay, Lady L.
Yes.
The reporter in Phoenix who was there to cover the Biden get together, she stood on a street corner and said, what do I do?
Why am I here?
Well, there's nobody here. So don't be bullshitted by the bullshitters, Renegade Nation.
Yeah.
Guaranteed there are a ton of people going to vote for Trump because they want to have the lifestyle that we had until this COVID crap happened. And I think that had to do with Biden. This is my prediction. I'm the prophet.
Yes.
I think Biden brought that in to take down Trump so that him and Hunter could get back to business with China and the rest of them, Russia and Ukraine and the rest of them, to make more money for themselves and screw you and screw your kids.
But you know what? Every time they mention Hunter, it's more and more money, billions.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where else had he been?
They've been doing all kind of stuff. It's all in those emails.
And now they got this niece coming out.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
26
that.
26 years old.
Yeah, a 26-year-old Renegade Nation. Before we get into that, Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez endorsed Joe Biden ahead of the 2020 presidential election.
Wow.
You know what? You two ass wipes made all that money, and you're going to vote for that idiot, that dickhead? I mean, come on. What is wrong with you? Well, you know what?
Yeah.
When the shit hits the fan, if Biden gets in, yo, you won't have your fabulous Las Vegas shows. That'll be over with.
But King Sisalak made sure.
Yeah, the king
already done kicked us out.
Yeah, the whole place is a disaster.
The whole place is a mess.
Whatever you're doing, Renegade Nation, don't come to Las Vegas. It's a dump. The whole place is a dump.
You take one sip of your soup and then you have to put your mask back on. It's ridiculous.
I did that the other night and I spilled it and then I had to get a new mask.
Aww.
I'm such a slob.
Yeah, it's just day and night. I mean, those town halls, before we get off of them, it's day and night.
But Renegade Nation, I want to say one thing. Thank you for all the downloads. We had a fabulous week this week.
Absolutely.
You know what?
Hello, fans.
Just keep on passing the show around, and if you're a libtard, you know, you won't like it, so we don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if you like it or not. I don't give a shit. Never did, you know? That's why I'm here in my castle.
Well, I love my fans. Hello, fans.
Yeah, I know. You love your
fans.
Keep
listening.
Yes. Keep listening.
Yes. It's so exciting to see the numbers up so high. It's exciting, especially for me, because I'm a newbie.
Yeah, you get it. Don't get a big ego. I'll slap you down.
Oh, I love a big ego. I'm on my way. You know what? Before you mention anything else, I was sitting there looking at Trump. In one of the rallies this afternoon, he has accomplished so many things. It's unreal. It only takes 5 minutes for you to sit down and hear all of the things
he did. A lot of stuff, lady.
We're
Biden for 47 years, and then 8 years with Obama, did nothing, and got that stupid health care plan in, which is extremely expensive, as everybody knows, and that's why Trump's talking about getting rid of it and starting new and lowering the pricing down. Why wouldn't you want that? You want to stay with that stupid health care plan that they did, that they're ripping you off? Again, $500-$600 a month, plus $7,200 on the deductible. When you get set, they're making so much money on this.
They are.
And this was all set up between Obama and Biden and that Democrat Congress, and to get all that money feeding through these health care companies, which they're billionaires, and they're just stealing the money, and they don't care about your health. Whatever you think they care about your health, they don't care. The only thing they care about is the goddamn money.
Money.
Money, money, money. That's it. They don't give a shit if your kid died. They don't care about any of that shit. Oh, they'll come out with their suits and go, oh, I'm so sorry. They don't care.
I'm sorry. That's all they say.
I'm sorry.
You know, the funniest thing I think that I have seen, Piglet Pelosi with a clown face all over the internet.
Yeah, she's drunk.
People and drunk. They have
videos. Now, well, you can't
videos.
See. Since I have my sources, we have our sources here at Renegade.
Yes.
I got this, and she's slurring like. So I can only pass. Facebook has put the squad on me too.
Mm-hmm.
I can only send it to 5 people. Before I used to be able to send it to 50 people. Now only 5 people. And that Facebook and Twitter. You know what? Here's what I say. Mm-hmm. Renegade Nation, it's very easy. I know that you got diseased by these two companies.
Right.
I'm not diseased. I just go in there to bust people's asses and put the show up. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You know what? All you got to do is leave for one day. Do not post anything for a day.
Yep.
Just don't do anything. And then they'll be begging you. You have the power, man. Use the power.
Stop being on Twitter and Facebook and these people that are blocking information.
Blocking stuff that you should know.
They're banning us. What is this, socialism already?
I've been banned. I don't know. I was the first one in Facebook jail back in 2009. I'm the king. I'm king. King Richie.
Now you king.
Yeah.
Richie Randy.
Yeah, I'm King Richie Randy. Facebook. In fact, the first time I got kicked out, I think, was 30 days.
30 days?
Yeah, the last time I got kicked out was for 3 or 4 days. And everybody's texting, where are you? Where are you?
Kicked off.
Anyway, in 2009, Renegade Nation, Joe Biden. Now, listen to this. Joe Biden hired his niece from Bill Gates' foundation, a 26-year-old that advised on the U.S.-China relations.
That's crazy. 26 years old.
Which enriched Hunter Biden.
Wow.
I mean, you know what? Nobody's talking about this. Renegade Nation, you need to wake up. You, I mean, I know all you conservatives are, but the liberal side, you need to wake up. A 26-year-old dealing with the Chinese? I mean, come on. Wait, what?
That's crazy.
I mean, this idiot doesn't even know how to tie his shoes, let alone deal with the Chinese.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like baby breath, and she is actually over there dealing, telling people what to do.
Yeah, Casey Owens, the latest member of the Biden family to benefit financially or professionally from the former senator's connections, joined the highest level bilateral economic forum 4 years after graduating from college and a stint at Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I wonder how that happened. Hello, Jesus, help me. How did that happen? I'm a dumb college graduate, and I'm dealing with China and the embassy. How did that happen?
No experiences, haven't been nowhere, and now she's telling senators and important people with suits what to do. But you know what? That's the sixth. That's the sixth member of the Biden family that is ripping off your money.
She wielded a considerable influence over the direction of U.S.-China relations between 2009 and 2011, as she described her team as advising former Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and responsible for coordinating the priorities within the agenda for the dialogue and spearheading the negotiations of proposals. What in the hell does that mean?
Nothing. She just got money, more money, 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 money.
The appointment triggered no media furor nor coverage, with the exception of a buried two-sentence mention in the New York Times article from this year. The piece highlights Biden's penchant for exploiting political office, Renegade Nation, to provide family members with jobs and lucrative contracts though the criticism was arguably 12 years too late.
Yeah, because didn't nobody know about it.
Well, nobody knew about it because you don't have a right to know about it. You sit in your chair and you watch TV and you shut your goddamn trap.
As long as you're giving me 50%.
Yeah, you damn right.
He's getting 50% from all his kids, his niece, everybody. That's the boss.
Yeah.
Ask the boss.
I wonder if she took Chinese lessons.
I doubt it. It's so close comparison to Gunter. He didn't have any experience on the train and all of the money that he's collected, so she don't either. 26?
He's a drug addict. You see it on Facebook and all over the place with the crack pipe in his mouth. And then now they have him with the in a bathtub. Hugging each other.
Ew.
I got a picture of it and put it up for the show. Amen.
Oh, he's having a time of his life. He has really been, and people say that the family seems so rich.
And they're Catholic and they're nice people.
Yeah.
Just ripping your ass backwards to the tune of billions of dollars.
Billions.
And you have no right to say anything. And
if
you
right.
And if you do say anything, you're a douchebag.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
No, come along with me.
Oh. I learned that when I was in China.
Really?
Back in the 1970, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was there with Mayo T's tongue. Anyway, an unearthed cable reveals Owens was part of the elite. Oh, the elite! I used to be part of the elite! They kicked me up.
Aww.
Strategic and economic dialogue, too. Planning trip to Beijing as part of the economic track delegation alongside state and treasury executive and senior officials. Despite being out of the administration for 5 years, she attended the Obama administration's final state dinner.
Wow, 26 and at a dinner for Obama. Man.
Her proximity to the American and Chinese officials cast the rest of the family's China-based business dealings, chiefly those of Hunter Biden, in an interesting and perhaps suspicious light.
Yeah, suspicious.
I wonder how much money she got out of the deal.
A whole lot.
Maybe Hunter's banging her, too.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. He actually dated her. He just didn't hang her.
No, he didn't date her. No,
I'm talking about the
Dead brother's wife.
The dead brother's
wife. He dated her. Radio.
Yes.
I'm the first one that said that on the radio.
Yes.
Before anybody else did, and I got fired from the TV station with Carl Higbee. I said he's banging his dead brother's wife. I mean, it was like at the Thanksgiving dinner with the Bidens. They're all grabbing each other's snatch.
Stop it.
Many allege these deals were only materialized due to his father's position. In 2013, for example, then Veep Biden and his son traveled via Air Force 2 to China. And 12 days later, Hunter landed a $1 billion contract with a subsidy of the Chinese Communist Party run Bank of China. You come over here, I give you $1 billion, and we make money. Who called me? It's President Trump. I got to go.
Got to go.
Oh, it's Joe Biden. Hold on. Hello?
That's terrible. I mean, all that money, they just taking all the money for themselves.
They don't care
about the American people.
I've been telling
What about the American people?
They don't care about the American people. What they care about is themselves. When they get on TV and they say all that garbage, doesn't mean a damn thing. All it is, Lady L, is more money for them. And when I told you, and I told everybody else, and everybody's going to copy me, when that money train stopped, when Trump got elected, they got pissed.
What
do we do? So they need to get him in there. Now, a lot of people are saying if Biden does get in, Lady L,
yes,
China will own the U.S.
Absolutely.
There you go. I'm already taking my Chinese lessons.
And what gets me every single time, the girl that's not black is always laughing. What is that?
Who's that?
Kamala Harris. Oh. She's laughing all the time.
She looks fake.
She looks high. What? Why does she look so high?
Because she's an idiot. She looks like a witch.
And she's not black.
No, she's not black.
She's not black.
Oh, talking about black ladies, did you see that black chickie poo last night? And that, you know what? NBC, whoever put that black chick behind Trump, and she kept on shaking her head.
Yeah.
Agreeing. And she's putting the thumbs up sign.
Best thing ever. I think that's the only reason that I got through with that horrible event.
Well, I think whoever put her in there probably got fired today.
Yeah, well,
I
mean,
great.
That was great. Being able to see somebody for him. And then I realized with Biden, there was nobody in there to question him. Maybe three people. And all these people were social distant from Trump. But they had people in there that was for and against. Now, everybody over there in Biden's event was for him. Very few people. But they were so diverse. It was just too many people and everybody saying something ugly. And then that crazy commentator, she started acting like it was a debate between her and Trump.
Yeah. That's because she sucks.
She sucks.
I could have done better. All you have to do is ask the question.
Yes.
Get the response. You don't argue with them.
Right.
Who in the hell does she think she is anyway? But anyway, getting off of that, you know, there's nothing more un-American than shutting down free speech in the middle of an election, Renegade Nation. I want you to think about that. They're shutting down our free speech so we can't get together and talk about what's going on. Now, these are run by those stupid Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them and Google. And they've been doing this for a long period of time, Renegade Nation. Me getting kicked off of a lot of stuff. Alex Jones from here getting... In fact, Alex Jones is worse than me. He's been completely deleted.
Well, he has his vitamins.
No, he's doing something else now. But anyway, he's doing good. Anyway, on that note, Trump gave a great speech today in Ocala and the other place he was in Florida. But, it's just, you got to wake up and you got to say, hey, over the last 3 years or 3.5 years, other than the COVID, were you doing better than you did 4 years ago? And most of you are going to say,
yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So why would you want to put in that slob that has been in there for 47 years? Nothing has ever gotten better.
Nope.
They ripped you off and you didn't even know about you getting ripped off. And now you're going to turn around and vote for him because he says some stupid crap. He doesn't care about you. Renegade Nation,
you tell, I care about you.
You tell your liberal friends that he doesn't care about them, and if he gets in, you will see this whole country fall apart, just like Obama and Biden were doing when Obama finally got out after 8 years, and that was torture. And the prime example of all of this, all of it, is the health care.
Yes.
That's the prime example, plus all the other deals which are going to come out through the New York Post and the hard drive.
Ooh, the hard drive.
I already called my porn people up and said, hey, if you get that, I'll be the first one to promote it.
How could you leave a hard drive with all your business on it and give it to somebody? He had to be cracked out.
He was cracked out.
Yeah.
Drunk, cracked, whatever.
Cracked out.
Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. You don't leave something... Renegade Nation, when you could have porn on there, you could have your wife and you screwing around doing all kind of crazy shit. That's fine and dandy. That's in your private life. But if the computer goes and there's something wrong with it, you don't want anybody to see what's on that hard drive. So you would do and go get a new hard drive and keep the old hard drive in your residence or get rid of it and smash it up.
Right.
But no, now this is a guy who's doing business with China through the U.S. and Biden to the highest levels of our government, and we didn't know nothing about it. Think about what secrets they may have. Think about how deep this could go.
But did you look at his face?
Yeah,
and all those pimples.
Yeah, drug addict.
How can you be dealing business with top world leaders and you look like that? They should have known something.
He had fake teeth. You know, you get them at the drugstore.
Yeah, they should have known something because he looked like a drug addict.
Yeah.
He's sleeping with a crack pipe in your mouth. That's some serious stuff. That's serious.
Okay, well, you know, Renegade Nation, on this note, we're going to leave. It's the weekend. The old pervert Joe is a lying piece of shit. And anyone who's believing his lies, considering voting for him, and for the love of God, please research this pathological lying history. Almost everything out of his mouth is utter, complete
chaos.
Lies.
Corrupt.
Corruption. They should have named him Corrupt Biden. We'll call him Corrupt from
now on. Corrupt Biden. That's perfect.
Instead of Sleepy Joe, we'll call him Corrupt Joe.
Yes, because that's exactly what he is.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Hey, Renegade Nation, try to have a great weekend. We're going into this this election within 18 days or 17 days, whatever it is. Pass the show around. Pass it to your liberal friends so you can piss them off. Because I like pissing people off.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. Have a good weekend. Hey, if you're going to get laid, don't put it on your hard drive.
Absolutely.
See ya, Lady L. Bye.
Bye.